Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is the role of believers in Jesus Christ? What is the role of believers in government? Why do believers run for election? Why do they want to get involved in politics? Should they or should they not? What difference could they make if they did? How much more of an impact could be made on our society, the future, the betterment, the breadth of impact that can be had with believers in government? Well, our guest today is here to talk about that and a bunch of other very important topics that'll make a difference in your life. You see, our guest is not one to mince words, and yet he comes with a heart that of a tender, sensitive man of God who loves the Lord and loves people. That makes sense, doesn't it? Especially here with the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. In fact, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to lead you to Jesus Christ, to bring you closer and closer to the Lord. We do that every single day because we know that someone today is listening and is wondering, does God know me? Does God love me? Does he care what I'm going through? And we're here to say, that's why Jesus came, to die on the cross for your sins, to shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and the living Christ today whispers with a whisper of love and earnestness for you to put your trust in him. And when you do, you can enter into new life in Christ. You can be born again. You know, growing up, Kelii Akina, Dr. Kelii Akina, became a skilled practitioner of both the Hawaiian and Western cultures. And by the time he was a senior at the Kamehameha Schools, he'd become an accomplished English speaker and was the state champion in debate and oratory. He also became a leading Hawaiian chanter and was designated the court kahuna and chanter for the Kamehameha School's Royal Court. He performed in and won top honors at events such as the statewide Kamehameha Day Hula and Chanting Festival. He learned his chanting under the tutelage of Winona Beamer, the mother of Keola and Kapono Beamer. Auntie Nona trained him like a son and appointed him to be the chanter for her own Hula Halau, which met at St. Andrew's Priory. And there he studied and performed the most extensive repertoire of Oli, or ancient chants, as well as Mele, chants for dancers. Well, Dr. Kelii has not only deep roots in the Hawaiian culture, he has deep roots and decades of ministry, starting in Waianae when he returned from Northwestern University, ministered with Youth for Christ, or YFC, starting in Waianae, and for decades, 3 decades, served the youth of Hawaii, bringing many to faith in Christ, exposing them to the gospel of Jesus, and such a wide array in many of the schools across our state. And he's trained leaders as well. And he's been fiercely committed to improving the condition of the Hawaiian people. And he believes that education is the key. He has his bachelor's degree in history and literature of religions from Northwestern University, completed his master's and PhD degrees at the University of Hawaii. He's taught college courses. He travels around the world. He's even trained leaders in what he and his wife Patty developed, the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders. But today he's running for office. And we're here to talk about not only his campaign, but why is he doing what he's doing and how it impacts you and how you also can make a difference. Dr. Akina, welcome to our show.
Danny, I thank you so much for the generous introduction. It's wonderful to be with you again and your listeners. And, you know, this is for me a great oasis, taking a break from the campaign trail. And I feel we're amongst friends here at Salem Studios and with you and your listeners. And I'm, in a sense, going to take a break off the campaign trail and do what I love best, sit down with one of my good friends, you, and chat a little bit about what is important in life. And yeah, today we'll talk a bit, as you said earlier, about the believer and our relationship to government and politics, which sometimes is a little confusing.
Why is it so important for a believer?
You know, Danny, the reason politics is important is that everything is important to God. Somehow we've got this incorrect idea that maybe worship and Bible study and things that we do in church buildings are special and sacred, but things we do outside of church buildings, like the work of our hands or feeding the poor or providing transportation so people who don't have cars can get from one place to another, somehow we think that's not the work of God. Actually, God's world is the whole world. This is a deep biblical principle. It's a principle that says he created everything and all things were made for his glory. So when you're involved in folding bulletins to distribute to your church parishioners as they come in on Sunday morning, or if you're involved campaigning for your candidate who's going to do justice in the land, you're involved in God's work. All of this is sacred.
Hmm. So what influence can a believer, a follower of Christ, have in political office?
Oh, that's a great question. And a lot of times people have a very limited understanding of that. A lot of times we reduce the grandeur of being a Christian to being a special interest. Hmm. And so we say, this is my team. These are my players, and I'm going to go to bat and win for them. And it's a very narrow way of thinking because everybody else is thinking that way, mm-hmm. you know, about their team and their guys. Or their religion or their political party or their view of the rail or whatever it may be. Believers are called instead to care about the entire world and all the people in the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And in this sense, when we do politics, we're not so much concerned about winning one point of view or ruling over one institution. Everybody else is trying to do that. And if we reduce ourselves to that role, we are nothing more than a special interest. Instead, there's got to be somebody here who believes, let's make a level playing field. Let's create a public space in which discourse can take place. In fact, I think the Christian view was very well expressed by an atheist. His name was Voltaire. And this French philosopher said something which I'm just stunned because it's a very Christian thing. It describes the Christian view toward politics, but he wasn't. But it's better than anything I've heard a Christian say other than our Lord in the Scriptures. And this is what he said. I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Hmm. I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Wow. You know what that calls for? It calls for a public square where it is safe for people to bring ideas, to let there be a competition of ideas, and the best idea rise to the top where everyone has a right to interact. That's democracy.
Well, you have a scholarly background, a scholar yourself, and you've been among the dialogue of ideas and taking in ideas completely opposite of what you believe, opposite of your convictions, and you've been able to wrestle wrestle and wrestle and shake hands after, with not only a warmth, not only a smile or a fake smile, but love in your heart for the person who believes completely opposite than you. And somehow your faith has made a difference in this genuineness of love and care for someone. And I think that's important to share, especially because you're running for office. Because I think sometimes we can take a candidate and almost dehumanize the candidate. And so we can either throw criticisms at him or her, and we can, in some instances, for some people, could virtually worship that candidate and not realize the humanity that exists as well. But the love that you have, the love that you share with people, I think people that know you and have seen you over time understand the consistency of love and honesty that you convey, that you share when it comes to people. So here you are. For years you've been in ministry. At the same time, you're clipping along with your scholarly, your dissertation. You get your PhD. You're traveling. You're speaking. You're consulted by leaders, world leaders, and then you're suddenly redirected, as it were. I mean, you might not call it a redirection, but you're going to run for office in Hawaii for something that, as you've explained, is very significant. I also need to add that you're not new here on my show. So we've talked on a number of occasions. And of course, like you said before, we have a friendship that goes back years as well. Why run for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs?
What a great question. And the answer just boils down to this: to serve. It's to be a servant. I can't think right now in my life of a more relevant opportunity. There are many things I can do, but I'm part Hawaiian. I have finished a 31-year career, wonderful career with Youth for Christ, retiring as president of Hawaii Youth for Christ. I'm known in the community. And there's a great need to serve the Hawaiians, but also to bring unity between Hawaiians and non-Hawaiians. All of these things kind of come together, and I can make a choice. Retire in Florida and join the AARP and get senior coffee, or come back into the public limelight and serve. And Office of Hawaiian Affairs is a great opportunity to serve because of what's gone on with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. For many years, it wasn't really well known outside of smaller circles, and people kind of thought of it mysteriously, and it belonged, they felt, to the Hawaiian people only. But in recent years, its relevance has become very well known. First of all, they've gone from having only cash to having land now. So the Office of Hawaiian Affairs has vast land holdings and is increasing that land holding almost weekly. The second thing is the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is trying right now under its current leadership to enroll a Hawaiian nation. And so they've got two things to put together: land and citizens. And they are trying to launch a sovereign nation on American soil. Now, most people have no idea that that's going on. They really don't. And so put all these factors together, the fact that I'm available, that I want to serve, and that something very, very impactful is happening in the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, I felt it was time to get involved. It's no secret that I'm not in favor of what's going on right now. I think people need to get involved with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs to kind of reel them back in. I think they've done a lot of good to help meet needs of people through social services. But the whole idea of setting up a separate sovereign nation in Hawaii, well, this is precisely why we as Christians need to be involved in politics. We need to be involved so we can bring goodness to the political process. Otherwise, we're just going to let people who are very extreme, who can get power, do something that can hurt us and harm us. In fact, there is a beautiful Christian whom I'm trying to represent in all of this, Queen Liliʻuokalani. She's the last queen of Hawaii. And she prayed that in this land there would be unity. She, in her own kingdom, extended citizenship beyond Hawaiians to Chinese, Japanese, Caucasians, and others. And I feel we need to get back to that because that's a Christian foundation for unity.
Well, we got to talk some more about this, about the sovereign nation. We also got to talk more about the fact that you don't have to be Hawaiian to vote for the trustees at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we'll talk about these and some other deep issues that Kelly'i is courageously standing up. You know, it's one thing to believe in something. It's one thing to give mental assent to it and say, hey, yeah, that's a good thought. It's a good thing. But when your feet are put to the proverbial fire, who will really stand up? And not only that, but have some the acumen to work through the issues, even with people. When we come back, you'll hear more from Kelly'i Akina. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Kelly'i Akina, Dr. Kelly'i Akina, running for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You know, recently their campaign found out some really poignant information that it's the number one campaign in social media with internet, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And in a recent four-day period, a total of 139,414 unique individuals viewed their online content. Here's something else. The campaign is also number one in free cable television coverage throughout the state, which is because Dr. Akina is the only candidate who's participated in every filmed forum, debate, and interview of OHA candidates. And again, the campaign is number one in articles authored by Dr. Aquina in local news sources, and he's been recognized as an expert on campaign-related political issues. I mentioned that because Dr. Aquina is our featured guest today, and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing to have you with us. We're here to brighten up your day with more than just good-sounding words, but with heart-to-heart talking, sharing. And as you listen, you might want to get the whole podcast, might want to share it with others. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But I also want to mention to you, as you heard, we have a new CD out called A Slice of the Good Life, Volume 1, 90 Seconds, which includes personal testimonies, compelling, riveting stories, a Bible passage, and a practical application, 25 select, all on one CD, that we want to make available for you for a donation of any amount to our ministry to help us expand our reach. You can get that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Doctor, we'll talk about campaigning. We'll talk about the obligation that you feel you have to serve and the impact that you can have as a believer in Christ. Take us back to sovereign nation and what that means to Hawaii and what that could mean to government as well as on a national scene.
Well, right now there's a question as to what direction the Hawaiian people should go. And a lot of times people think about, well, maybe they should return to become a separate sovereign nation here on Hawaiian soil. And one of the things we have to understand is there is no unanimity, no consensus as to what that's going to look like. On one extreme end, there are those who basically use the phrase, and I'll quote them without telling you who it is, "Haole go home." And they'd like to see the military bases, they'd like to see the U.S. government pack up and leave Hawaii completely. That's one end of the picture of sovereignty. The other end, however, is a non-political type of sovereignty, maybe kind of, or one that's not pervasive, that is, kind of like the Vatican City lives within a much broader Rome and so forth. Now, the biggest problem, though, is there's no unity amongst Hawaiians as to which picture, and OHA, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, doesn't have the capacity to represent all Hawaiians. I do not have a problem. Let me make this really clear. I don't have a problem with somebody wanting to say, I believe this should be this vision, or it should be that vision, or maybe this form of government, because I think it's fair for people to come to a table and talk about what their views are. So I have great respect for the different sovereignty activists. So I want to make it very, very clear that I'm not condemning them or saying they don't have a right to argue for their point of view. In fact, quite the opposite. As we quoted earlier, Voltaire, "I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." I'm more for the belief that OHA needs to create a table at which all the different views come together, all the stakeholders, and they can talk to each other. And we can practice what the Hawaiians called ho'oponopono. Let's just get along with each other. Let's reconcile. That's so important because that's political process. So very firmly, the first thing I feel about sovereignty is this. OHA has no business taking a stand on it. OHA is a state agency to carry out the duties of the people of the state to care for the Hawaiians and for the rest of us, but it doesn't have any business trying to throw off the U.S. sovereignty or trying to take a particular political agenda. Instead, OHA needs to create a table at which it brings together people of different views, and they can argue for that point of view, but OHA makes that space. And the second thing that I feel strongly about sovereignty is this. Sovereignty, as having a sovereign nation or political entity, is not a problem. The real problem is if you do it on a blood test, a litmus test. If you say, you're in the nation if you have this kind of race, but if you're not of this race, you can't be in the nation. This is very antithetical to biblical beliefs. St. Paul, in the nation of Rome, the Empire of Rome, talked to Christians and wrote in the scriptures that in the Christian vision, there is no slave or free, male or female, Greek or a Jew. In other words, in our vision of society, We do not divide each other by race or by gender. We say citizen. And that's very important. Now, I don't think we should go to the public square and to politics and say, vote for me because I'm a Christian and vote for Christian points of view. No. But there are times when a Christian point of view is a universal value that belongs to everybody. And the value that everyone is equal and that we shouldn't divide our nation up by race, that's good for everyone, whether you're a Buddhist or a Christian or an atheist. Do you follow what I'm saying, Danny? So those are the two points that I feel about sovereignty very strongly, especially the idea that it will be harmful to society if we say only people who have this kind of blood can be in this nation, and if you're not, you got to be out of this nation. That's a backward step. Unfortunately, that's the view being supported by OHA now because of Act 195, the Native Hawaiian Roll Commission Act, which was passed by our legislature and signed by our governor this year. And we really need to stand up and work against it.
What would you do? Say you get voted in?
Well, first of all, there are people who believe that the Aloha spirit should prevail. In fact, I've had this wonderful opportunity in the campaign to go to the Waianae Coast or to go to Maui or to just travel this beautiful, beautiful island state. And guess what I've discovered? The vast majority of people believe we should work together and live together in harmony. And the vast majority of those who are of Hawaiian blood, guess what I discovered? We're also of Chinese blood or Japanese blood or Caucasian blood.
Mixed.
Right. And we don't want to split our families by sovereign nation lines, if you follow what I'm saying. In other words, the majority of people already possess the Aloha spirit. So the first thing I will do is help to point out that the ones who are saying we should have a nation based on blood test are a very small minority, but they're a loud voice. See?
You mentioned Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
And there have been loud voices, strong voices, various followings over the last few decades that would rise. And yet there has been, and this is not an internal observation, certainly an external observation, but the very thing of disunity seems to have been prevalent. I mean, there's a movement here and a movement there, and they have their spokesperson. And how would unity come about at a table of discussion? How would that be facilitated?
That's a great question, Danny. Unity amongst people comes about through leadership. Leadership. Hawaiians have a concept called alakai. Alakai is when an individual or a group of people have pono, what is righteous. They have truth, and they're committed to the greater good. They rise above the rest, and people see that what they say has integrity. And I'm absolutely convinced that when OHA quits endorsing various political agendas and instead rises to the level of leadership because of the righteousness of their position, because of the fact that they're committed to the common good, they will lead. They will lead two people. For one thing, they will lead the Hawaiian people because it is Hawaiian to believe in the Aloha spirit. And the Aloha spirit, Aloha kekahi i kekahi, let us love one another, says that we should have lokahi in the land or unity. And when OHA says there needs to be unity, not a division between Hawaiians and non-Hawaiians, that would be pono, that would be righteous. So they will have leadership in the eyes of the Hawaiians. But guess what else can they get? When they do that, they will have leadership in the eyes of non-Hawaiians. Because when non-Hawaiians look at us now, they see us divided. They just see us divided two ways, divided internally, but they also see us as somehow opposed to them. Somehow we want what we want for us as Hawaiians, but we don't want non-Hawaiians to have it. And I'll tell you one thing. I was quite surprised. The military community usually doesn't have a lot of people vote in OHA. And they went about through their Veterans in Politics, which is a political action group that was asked by Oahu's veteran community to go out and find recommendations for different races, Congress, legislature, so forth. Well, they came back to the veterans. Veterans in Politics told Hawaii's veterans, you have to endorse an OHA candidate.
Hmm.
And of all 23 people who filed to be OHA candidates, they selected one and only one. Veterans in Politics, Hawaii chapter, has put their full endorsement behind Dr. Kili'i Akina. Hmm. And here's why. Not that I'm handsome. My wife thinks so. Not that I can sing. Well, no, no, no. The reason Veterans in Politics endorses me is because they have seen a terrible relationship between military and civilian and military and Hawaiians. And they want to do everything they can to bring unity. They want to do everything they can so that when the military does what it needs to do to defend the United States and to be stationed here, and that when Hawaiians need to stand with pride for our culture and our cultural sites and so forth, that we can do this together. And so they've endorsed me because they see that I am the only candidate, in their opinion, who will work for unity rather than separateness. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is that's the kind of leadership that will cause both the Hawaiians and the non-Hawaiians to say, let's be united.
So someone goes into the voting booth, but they're voting here in Hawaii. They have a military. They're here because they're involved and in the military. And they see OHA on their ballot. Can they vote?
Well, many military may not be able to because they're not registered in Hawaii. They may be registered in West Virginia or California. And so they'll vote for their state's races. But all the military and all the veterans, and there are about 150,000 veterans in Hawaii who are registered to vote in Hawaii. In fact, everybody who's registered to vote in Hawaii, anybody who's registered to vote in Hawaii who has an absentee ballot or who's going to walk into City Hall or who is going to go to the polls on November 6th, everybody is going to get a ballot, and on that ballot it's going to have OHA. And what they've got to recognize is that that is the right and the duty of every registered voter. Every registered voter has the right and the duty. Danny, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's a duty. A lot of people think, you know, I respect the Hawaiian people, and so I'm going to stay out of their kuleana, their business. Mm-hmm. I respect them. Well, first, I appreciate the fact that they feel that respect, and that's a very good value. But I want to give some information so that they can rethink that. Because the greatest way to show respect for the Hawaiian people is to fulfill your duty to vote in OHA. Here's why. There's a big myth. Many people think OHA is an exclusively Hawaiian organization, and they make a big mistake. They think about Kamehameha Schools Bishop Estate. And if your child doesn't have Hawaiian blood, you're not one of the beneficiaries. And that's true. And Kamehameha Schools Bishop Estate, some of the Ali'i Trusts, are based upon the fact that a private individual, in the case of Kamehameha, Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop, left her will. And in her will, she said, I want these people to receive the benefit. And so trust law protects that. And that's why Kamehameha is a Hawaiian institution. But that's not OHA. And a lot of people have to realize OHA is not a private trust. OHA is a state agency that was established in 1978 by the people of the state of Hawaii. More voters who were Chinese, Japanese, Caucasian voted in that election to establish OHA than Hawaiians did. OHA was established by all the people of the state of Hawaii, for all the people of the state of Hawaii. It is of the people, by the people, for the people. And guess what happens when you do not vote in OHA? When you, out there listening, if you are a registered voter in the state of Hawaii and you fail to vote in OHA, you fail all of us because you let an agency go without accountability.
Hmm.
Do you realize the Board of Regents of the University of Hawaii and the Board of Education are all accountable to the governor or to the legislature or to somebody? OHA is not. OHA's accountability is to the voters to determine who their trustees are going to be every 2 years. And if we don't vote, guess what happens? OHA can do anything. Let me just wrap this thought up. And OHA has become now one of the most powerful and wealthy of all agencies. And if you don't vote in OHA, you don't have control over what they may end up doing.
You have educated, as is part of your gifting and your training, conveying important things that need to be heard, but in a way that can be understood. Kelly, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about why. Why is OHA so powerful? And why on the horizon? It looks like there's an increased level of influence and power in the state of Hawaii. Also, in light of that, how does that relate to land, land acquisition, land ownership? We're going to take a quick break right now. Dr. Kelii Akina is in studio with us, as is customary. He's speaking about very important matters that go on in our society. Of course, he does it from a follower of Christ, is a Christian man, but also a Christian man who has a scholarly mind and scholarly training and the ability to take seemingly difficult or sometimes even unspoken or unknown things, bring it out to the public for you and me to hear, to understand. And when we come back, he'll share more. So stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
This man, he does not duck appearances. He does not shy away from opportunities. You know, you contact him, you want him to appear, to talk, to debate, to share issues, to consult. He's available, and he's not shy about communicating in the public square. Ideas, even ideas, though he knows that it might be different from his, he's willing to listen and then jostle back and forth, not in a mean-spirited way, but in a way that will enlighten, build up, strengthen, and And of course, at the end, there's always a warmth in the way that he carries himself, and there's a genuineness to it as well. His name is Kelly Akina, Dr. Kelly Akina. He's in studio with me today as our featured guest. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad that you're with us. I'm grateful that you take the time to spend with me and to have this heart-to-heart sharing on a daily basis, and to allow us into your life, into your office, into your home, and into your car, with those who are close to you there in such important moments of life, your life, our lives together. And today, as we share, we're talking about Christians, believers in Christ, in politics. Why do we do it? Why should someone get involved? What difference can someone make? Our guest today is making a difference. He's made a difference in the lives of many, many people throughout his career in ministry, and now as a scholar, and now in politics. If you're tuning in right now and you want to get the rest of this broadcast, you can certainly do that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. I encourage you not only to get it for yourself, but to pass it on to a friend, a family member who will be, let's just say, enlightened and encouraged as they listen. A Slice of the Good Life, it's volume one. It's a new CD we also have out. We want to send it to you for a donation of any amount. As you support this program, you make it available. We've got opportunities to spread our program, invitations to take the Good Life Hawaii show, imagine this, into other states. But we need you to hold hands with us. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, find out about that, and we'll send you a Slice of the Good Life CD, Volume 1. 25 select spots, testimonies, scripture verses, and an application that'll boost you up when you hear it. Dr. Akina, why is the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, OHA, mentioned with relation to vast land ownership, even called a land baron? And what are the implications that go along with it?
Well, Danny, that's a good question. There were two scholars named Cooper and Dodds who wrote a classic book called Land and Power in Hawaii several years ago. And the basic thesis of that book is very simple, and that means land means power. If you own the land, you have power. And that was known for many years by the biggest private landowner in the state, Bishop Estate. Now, OHA, for many years, didn't have land. In fact, during most of its time of existence since 1978, it hasn't really owned much land. It's been a cash trust. But recently, this past year, it has acquired great land holdings. One of those land holdings was 30 acres of prime waterfront property in Kaka'ako. This is a great addition to their portfolio. They've acquired land on three of the neighbor islands. And now, because they're the only state agency with an excess cash balance beyond their budget needs.
The only state agency.
Yes. Well, there might be one. There's so many definitions of agency, but it's the only one of any prominence because our state is fundamentally broke. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs is using its financial advantage now to be able to scoop up undervalued properties, such as recently it just bought the Gentry Pacific Design Center. Now, what's happening? It's also got on its plate its sights set on several other properties. The bottom line is this. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs, both in terms of land and cash, has become a new center of power in Hawaii.
Now, Kelly, this may sound oversimplistic, but why? Why does land equal power?
Because we have a fixed, limited amount of land in Hawaii. And the land that we can actually do development on and use for our financial purposes is a small perimeter around the vast interior region, which we cannot touch in order to protect our water supply. The artesian wells, which are under them in the that would otherwise just destroy us in the middle of the Pacific. So the land that we can actually use is even less than what we actually have in the state. But bottom line, it's fixed. It will not increase. Of course, we can get a little more through some landfill, but that's not significant, at least at this time. And those who possess land have the greatest ownership. Now, here's where our state, I believe, made a very interesting decision, one that's problematic for our state. When we could no longer, as a state of Hawaii, pay the money due to the Hawaiian people in the Office of Hawaiian Affairs because of our cash shortage, our legislature and government made a decision this year to actually start handing land over. In a sense, we couldn't pay the eggs, so we're giving the goose that lays the golden eggs. This is a great benefit to OHA, but it's also problematic for the state. Now, let's not blame anyone, but let's point out potential here. There's potential with this land and wealth to do tremendous good. And there's potential for tremendous bad to be done. And this means every registered voter in the state of Hawaii needs to exercise his duty to vote for the leaders of OHA. The trustees of OHA are elected, at least some of them, every 2 years. And the trustees are not on a regular basis accountable to the governor or the legislature and so forth. They can decide this afternoon to spend $500 million without having to go before the kind of things that most agencies have to go before. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because they're accountable to the voters. And the voters, by voting for trustees who will have good policy, will hold OHA as a servant of the people. But if you ignore your right to vote and your duty to vote, OHA can do anything. OHA could do great blessing with all of that. We can actually solve the homelessness problem. OHA has the resources, along with its ability to use its influence to collaborate with other organizations, to virtually solve all of the major social problems in terms of poverty, in terms of homelessness, in terms of incarceration of individuals on drugs and need for rehabilitation and all of these things. Do you know, it's not a financial issue. It's a question not of whether we have the money, but whether we have leaders who are using the money in the right way.
Now you're running. Mm-hmm. You have opponents. And I would imagine, Kili, you know, you're very vocal and articulate, and but there must be some opposition that you're facing, and maybe that's an understatement, but nonetheless, you're involved and you're engaged. When we come back from our break, I want to talk about, let's say, on election day, you get word that you, Dr. William Kili'i Akina, Kili'i, is the new trustee at large there for OHA. Let's talk about it for a while. Well, beyond the joy of the opportunity, what would you do? What do you have in mind? What kind of strategies do you have to implement some of the ideas that are more than just floating ideas? They're convictions that are based in scripture, that are based, that are a part of your character. When we come back from our break, we'll go down that path. What would you do? Ever wonder? If you had an opportunity to do something great, you worked at it. You worked at it even before you thought or knew that you'd have a chance, but you just did it by faith because you sensed that there was a destiny that you had in your life. And you kept on working, developing, and when the moment came, what would you do? Would you be ready? There's an opportunity for you with Kili'i Akina. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, imagine you've been dreaming about something. Sometimes, you know, we dream and we don't even realize what it is clearly until time goes on. And hopefully we've been faithful and we've been working and being very diligent in the things that we need to develop within ourselves as we felt God leading us. And then the opportunity arises. It could be a surprise when it comes. But then you can clearly see where the Lord wants you to engage and do, and you do it. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. My featured guest today, Dr. Kelly Akina, is on the very threshold of an opportunity, on the very threshold of a dream come true. And if you want to find out more about this show and listen to it and pass it on, I encourage you to do so at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Doctor, so you run for OHA, and let's say on election day, you get word that you're the new trustee at large for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. What goes through your mind? What do you do to implement opportunity?
What a great question. What a great experience that would be. And I hope, Danny, you have the gift of prophecy. But I'll tell you this. I'll know this for sure.
Yes.
From Jeremiah 29, that someone knew it before me and someone caused it to happen. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But you know what? What I've been fixing my gaze on is the context of that wonderful, well-known verse. Just a couple verses a little bit before that in Jeremiah 29, verse 7, in which God said, seek the peace and prosperity of the land into which I've called you into exile. Can you imagine that? The people of God had just been destroyed, Jerusalem, and they were brought into a land that was no longer godly, no longer their religion, no longer their world. They lived in a secular world. And God didn't tell them to separate and be in their own little enclave. He said, go into that world, work for the peace and prosperity of that aina. And that's the answer to the question that you just asked me. I will go in as a trustee, if honored to become a trustee at large of OHA, and work for the peace and prosperity of the Aina, the land, and the people on that Aina. And what that means is two things for me. Number one, most definitely, work for the advancement of the Hawaiian people. And I believe that all the OHA trustees and all the candidates love the Hawaiian people and want to advance the Hawaiian people. And OHA has already set up a safety net of food, clothing, and shelter. But here's my difference. My difference is we're going to move away from the safety net as the philosophy. Instead of trying to help people who need help only when they're in trouble, let's keep the safety net. Let's go beyond that and help them break through the glass ceiling. Let Hawaiians become economically empowered. Let them own homes. Let them have careers. Let them pursue the dreams that are possible in the 21st century. Let them cherish the culture of the past, but advance as leaders of the future. So it's a shift of philosophy from the safety net to breaking the glass ceiling. Number one, the advancement of the Hawaiian people. But number two, this is what I would work for. Aloha in Hawaii. I believe that OHA needs to give leadership to true aloha. And at this time, aloha means we have to be inclusive. We have to practice the belief of Queen Liliuokalani, who admitted Hawaiians and non-Hawaiians, people regardless of their race, into citizenship in a kingdom in which they work together in unity. And OHA must be the driving force of that unity in our land. Hawaii, as we say in our campaign, is a safe harbor for boats from all over the world. And to raise the water level of one boat, the Hawaiians, we need to raise the water level of all boats. So quite practically, on one hand, I will work for the advancement of the Hawaiian people with the shift of philosophy from the safety net to breaking the glass ceiling. But on the other hand, I will work for aloha for everyone. So the practical thing is I'm going to work legislatively against Act 195, the Native Hawaiian Role Commission Act, not because it's got a bad idea of uniting Hawaiians, but because it does so through a bad method. It says only people with blood of Hawaiians can be part of this nation. And even if you have Hawaiian blood, a five-member commission will test whether you're culturally a Hawaiian. That scares me. It makes me think they might say to me, you know, Dr. Keene, even though you got Hawaiian blood, you have a PhD from a Western university and you don't eat enough poi. So that's what I do. Advancement and aloha.
Kelly, thank you. Thank you for being on with us today. You can find out more about Dr. Kelea Akina at akina2012.com. akina2012.com. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in each day, 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable at The Good Life Hawaii. .org. Share them with a friend. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Kelea Akina. Find out more at akina2012.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.